Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. I'm super excited for this episode, and it's no surprise because I say that with every opening on every episode, but I really am. Like, I don't come up with these topics just because they're a part of a funnel or they'll help my business. Like, I come up with these topics because I use them in my everyday life and business. I use them with my clients. They're just so important, these things that I discuss, and I'm excited to share the really important things with you in this podcast. So if you're loving this podcast so far, if you're new to it, hello, reach out, connect with me in all the places. I'm on Insta, LinkedIn. I've got the website, mirandavonfricken.com. Please connect with me, say hello, let me know you heard, and feel free to give me a 5-star review because I love stars. And you'll know that if you go to my LinkedIn page, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The more, the merrier. However, today, I am really excited to talk to you about this topic of choosing a word for the year. Now, it's mid-January when you're listening to this, and it doesn't matter what the date actually... Well, so it's mid-January when I'm recording this. It does not matter if it's mid-next December or the middle of summer when you're listening to this, because I find that there's no wrong time to choose a focus, to choose something to help focus you. And so every year since 2017, I have been consistently choosing a word to guide my year every single year. And the reason is because it's not just like something fun. Let's choose a word, share it with everybody. It makes for a cool post and gets lots of engagement, which it totally does. However, it's really cool because I found that it simplifies my desires, my energy. It brings all of my values and my goals and my desires for the year and what I want to call in into focus. Like one word, it's hard to choose a word, people. I remember the first time I chose a word, I was asking people, how do you do it? What's your word for the year? How do you come up with it? And because I've been doing this for a while now, it's second nature for me to start calling in words and listening to what I'm, you know, listen to words that are repeated often. Usually by November time, I start really like tuning in to the words that are repeated in my life. And we'll get more into the how in a little bit. But I'm really excited to talk to you about how to simplify your vision for 2025 into one very powerful word to embody your focus, your energy, and your intentions for the year ahead. That is the power of choosing one word. All right, so I will tell you my word of the year, of course, but I want to tell you a few more benefits of why I choose a word. I know I got into about the simplicity and stuff of it, but I feel like there's a couple more. And so for me, it eliminates the noise of any competing priorities. So funny story, back when I lived in Manhattan, it was in my early 20s, and this is going to show you how corny I was. I used to say, if it doesn't make me money or make me skinny, I'm not doing it. And now I've never been skinny because I got too much muscle and I ain't mad at that. But if it didn't make me skinny or money, I wasn't doing it. And there's nothing wrong with that focus, right? Like my girlfriend and one of my masterminds, Danielle, had recently just said, if it doesn't help her flow, glow, or grow, she's not doing it. And I've been seeing that all over Instagram, and I'm like totally down for that focused energy. But I prefer one word that embodies everything. So when it comes down to making a decision, just like I said in New York, is this making me money? No, I'm not doing it. That would help me with going out and spending money and going to clubs I didn't need to go out and spending money I didn't need to go out and spend and buying clothes I didn't need to spend money on when I lived in the city. Or if I said, if it doesn't make me skinny, which is corny, but really I wanted to stay in my 20-year-old shape, right? I stopped dancing at that point. And so I knew it would be harder to maintain having that one ab I had. And so I would say to myself, like, okay, I can walk by this McDonald's or I can just keep walking, go home and cook something. So I would say to myself, is it making me money or keeping me skinny? Nope, because it's fast food and I have to pay for it. So it made my decision really easy. And so I've kind of utilized that whole energy, if you will, this whole time. since creating this whole word of the year exercise for myself, and now I do it for my clients, and it's such a fun experience. It doesn't take a whole coaching session, but it's definitely something that we talk about in Voxer a lot. And so it helps me to stay focused. It eliminates the noise of competing priorities. It helps me to stay consistent with my intentions for that year should anything arise. Like I said, walking past McDonald's. It's a reminder of what I want most. And it really does. It's pretty cool, actually, when I go through my words year after year. So today, I'll tell you how I utilize this and the exercise I'm doing. But today, I'm putting my word of the year in my frame, and I actually put it in front of all the other words I've chosen. And that, when I do this exercise, I go to my picture frame, which is in my prayer square. I'll have to put a picture of it out on social when I share this episode, which I hope you share this episode too. And when I do, I have words from 2017, 2018, 2019, all the way up till current. And so I can see the growth that I've had over the years. So I'll just give you mine. 2017, the first time I put it in a frame, and I was a 9-to-5er, the word was heal, and it had a little heart. It's actually really cute. And I actually Google the words, and if I can't find a cute word in like already out there in the world, then I will just create one in Canva. But this word said heal. In 2017, I had just had a little bit of surgery to remove some melanoma from my body. Nothing major, nothing crazy. And then I also had some emotional stuff with the corporate space, like just not feeling like myself. I knew I was in the wrong place. And so I had to heal my heart, heal my mind, heal my body. So heal was the focus. 2018, my word or phrase, if you will, was take action. And so I really wanted to take action. 2017, I knew it was time to leave that corporate space. I knew it was time to really take my side hustle up a notch. And so I was prepared to leave the corporate space. So taking action was super, super intentional for me. 2018, wait a minute. Do I not have a 2018 one? That's baffling. Never mind. 2018 was take action. 2019 was consistency. And so consistency at that point. So in 2018, all right, let's go back a second. I was saying how this helps me to relive the years and the focus for those years. 2018, I do this in January. And at that point, I was really focused on taking action, getting out of that job. And so I didn't leave that job because I got laid off. Obviously I wasn't there anymore, but it was funny because when I look at this in January, my phrase or my word was take action, and it was to get out of the corporate space. And 2018 is actually it's the second time I got laid off. So you know me, I'm all about signs, right? And I'm all about the universe aligning, you know, what I'm really into, what's happening, what I want, what I desire, and the universe helping me and setting up a path for me. And look at that. In January, I was all sorts of focused on taking action to get out of my 9-to-5, and I got laid off. So that was crazy. 2019 was consistency. 2020, I won't get into every detail now, was faithful. 2021 was fight. 2022 and 2023, which is hilarious because this is the year I put my podcast out. And the phrase was own it. I wanted to start to own a lot of things, obviously, like own my responsibility for my business and growing it, own like obviously my awesomeness, right? Like own all the things, just have that sense of pride and ownership in everything I do, own my voice. There was people were sending me, like, it's funny. I talked about owning it so much in 2022 and 2023. One of my clients sent me a bracelet with the word own on it. One of my coaches sent me like a wall plaque that said own it on it. Like I just... owning it was such a huge like moment for me in 2022. And so I wanted to continue that energy. So I actually doubled up. I doubled down on owning it. And that's when Own Your Awesome came out, which I thought is actually was pretty cool. And so last year, 2024, this is probably the year. And like every single year, I did the things that like aligned with my word. And this is why I think like picking a word is more than just like a fun activity. Like it's so valuable, such a powerful tool. And so last year my word was expand. And so if you listened to my last podcast or any of them from last year, you know that I had expanded my awesomeness, if you will. I went to Hawaii. I wrote two best-selling, actually one of them counts for this year, but I wrote my first best-selling book, Own Your Awesome, on LinkedIn. I went to Hawaii. I walked a red carpet. I said yes to investing in this huge project of writing the book with Jack Canfield. Just so much happened last year where I expanded not only my business, but my vessel, like me. I expanded in order to hold all of the goodness that was coming. I expanded my mind. I expanded my spirit, my soul, my relationship with God. I studied Kabbalah. Like there was so much that I did that I expanded last year. Like I would probably double down on this word again because I'm just feeling the energy of being expansive. I just absolutely love it. However, I want to be able to this year, I still want to expand and I'm going to build on that. But when I was preparing myself to pick a word, when I started this conversation, probably back in like November or so, like I said, I like to be open. I asked the universe, you know, hey, like, I'm ready for a word. Let's start thinking of one. And I start listening to the words around me. How people are describing me, how they're describing themselves, words that pop up a lot. And towards the middle of last year, the word duality kept coming up a lot for me. Even so much so that I did a whole podcast episode. I'll put it below. Let me write that down so I don't forget. I'll link it below in the show notes so you can listen to that. I was invited to an event called Pecha Kucha where you get like 5 minutes to describe you or your story. And I described the duality of my life. And so that word duality kept popping up a lot. It popped up in Hawaii. It popped up in my friend's mastermind. Her guides, my coach, Jess, you know, my girl, Jess, she had mentioned when connecting with her guides in the morning, one morning, they had mentioned the word duality. And I'm like, and she actually said this was for me. And I was like, oh, your guides are now talking to you about me. Okay. Like I'll take it. But that word duality came up so much. I was like, that's probably going to be my word, but it really felt more like the theme of my life, right? Embracing the duality. And that's actually a lot of what I talk about in my chapter of the book, Unlocking Success with Jack Canfield. So if you have that book, I just got mine in the mail, actually. Not like today. I got it in the mail today, which is hilarious. So, a lot of what you'll read about my story in that chapter is about the duality I experienced between light and dark, especially in the last year. So it's kind of all coming together. And so I thought, all right, that's not going to be my word for 2025 because I'm already embracing the duality that is life. I really just want to kind of build momentum from what I had expanded last year and everything I'm building. I want to solidify the awesomeness, right? Make it solid, like really stabilize it. But then I want to build momentum from what I've already created and experienced. And so that word momentum kept coming up all over the place. In the last, I'd say month or two, I'm hearing it in podcasts. I'm hearing it on television shows, like random TV shows. One of my other friends chose it as her word, and she was featured in an article that she had sent out on LinkedIn, and we all read it, and it was momentum. And I'm like, oh man, that's her word. But honestly, it's okay if we share a word with somebody. The craziest part too is that I didn't even know this. So you probably heard I bought a new car a couple months ago, and it's a Volvo CX60, and I don't even know what that means. And I'm like, I name my cars. I always name them. And I had a Kia prior to this car. And Kia sounds like Mia. So my car's name was Mia. For 10 years, 12 years, I had Mia, my Kia. And so when I went to name this one, she just felt like a Viv, right? Like I'm thinking the Fresh Prince's Aunt Viv. Like that was the vibe I got. Very high level, luxurious, queen energy. You know, just like woman you want to surround yourself with. And that's how I felt being in my car. That's how I felt the car's energy was. So her name was Viv. And it wasn't until I Googled a feature that I was looking for on my car like a month or so later that I realized the car was actually a Momentum. I think that's the model or it's a part of the model's name is Momentum. And I'm like, shut the front door. You've got to be kidding me. Momentum? I was like, this just solidifies. And you know me and my signs. This just solidified that my word was Momentum. And then from that point forward, I just kept hearing more and more of it. And I was like, yeah, like it almost seemed like the theme or the word to the last quarter of my year. But I was like, nope, it's going to be my 2025 word. So friends, that's the unveiling of my word of the year. It's actually Momentum. Ah! So you heard how I chose my word, but there's many other ways. You can reflect on the previous year, what worked well. What challenges did you face? What do you want to bring more in of, right? Like, and how did you like overcome some of those challenges? What do you feel you needed last year? I think realizing what it is you need and what you would have liked to have had last year can be a nice way. You're like, oh, I wish I had more clarity or I need more clarity. Oh, so my word for the year will be clarity. And I'll just make sure everything I do really brings clarity or I'm clear in everything I do. You know, so really just try to like answer a few questions. The reflection will really help you. And then maybe visualize from that point forward the year ahead. What do you want to look like? How do you want it to feel? What goals or values do you want to focus on? What impact do you want to create? And then, of course, just start brainstorming, you know, some words that pop up, you know, write them down anytime. So I, for a while, wrote down words or I guess kept track of them in my notes section in my iPhone. And so I would write down words and if I felt aligned with them, I would consider them. If I didn't, I'd take them off. And so that is one way. Or a few ways, of course, to figure out how to get your word for the year. And so most of the times, like especially the clients I work with, a lot of it is what do they want to call in for 2025? One year, my client wanted to call in ease. She just wanted more ease in her life. One year, I think this year, her word is simplify. One time somebody wanted motivation, like more motivation and energy in their world. And I totally understand that. So it was like, the word was energy. And so just look around, right? Listen to the words that are being spoken. What brings up a feeling for you when you hear them? Or just simply ask the universe to bring you a word and start being open to hearing what comes your way. And then just narrow it down. If you end up making a list, narrow it down. Like check off words that don't work for you or that you think are played out and they don't make you feel high vibe and fabulous and things you want to shoot for. I want to shoot for momentum. So it's funny. Momentum to me sounds very, this can sound crazy. It sounds basic. But I'm not going for basic energy. Trust me. But 2024 was so freaking fabulous. I want to stabilize my building. I want to build off of the fabulousness from last year and stabilize it so it wasn't a fluke. I want to be consistent in my actions, but I want to build momentum. Every time I say the word momentum, I do this hand gesture where I'm like, I'm Italian, so I'm always doing hand gestures, but I do this hand gesture that reminds me of like a ball rolling down a hill, like building a snowman, and it's just building momentum and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so that's what I want. I want to start with a stable core and just build from there. And so I think last year was a really nice, gave me a really big boost, and now I just want to stabilize it. So momentum's the word. So once you narrow down the word and you think you have it, it's time to really just customize it to yourself. You could obviously look it up in the dictionary or get the real, you know, Google the meaning of the word, but for me, having some type of personalized meaning for momentum, which I just described mine and why I'm picking momentum, really kind of hammers it home for you. And then once you have your word, it's time to put it into action. I told you what I do with mine. I put it in a frame every single year. I find a fabulous visual for the word. The one for expand was just gorgeous. It was it looked like a figure of a body, like a woman's body, meditating. It was like a shadow almost. Like meditating, you saw all of the chakras lit up, and there was like a like bold colors and universe around her and like her aura. And then the word expand was just in black, very bold across the whole scene. And that's what I put in the frame. And it's a small frame, a little 3x5 or whatever. And I put it in my prayer square, something I see every single morning. So for you, maybe, you know, build some type of visual reminder, put it on your whiteboard, lipstick on your bathroom mirror, whatever, like tattoo it on your forearm. I don't care what you do, but something somewhere where you can see it. I actually have this water bottle a client gave me that she engraved the word awesome on it. And I feel like I drink water every day. So having a water bottle with your word engraved in it would be an awesome idea. So if any of you have an embroidery business or like an engraving business, let me know, because maybe I'll get my word on one of these water bottles. But it's nice to see your word somewhere every morning on a nightstand next to you or in the mirror or, you know, like in your journal every single day. Write it down, meditate on it, and really make it a part of your daily practices. Because it's in my prayer square, I see it every morning. It's in the frame, and I look at the word and I just like put my hand on my heart and just take a deep breath and just kind of like meditate on that word for a minute and how I can build momentum for the day. And then, of course, I make it as a decision-making tool. Like I said, with my New York City experience, for me, instead of is it make me skinnier or rich or make me money, this year it's going to be, is it going to help me to build momentum towards the life I want? Is it going to help me build momentum, building off of the year I just had? Am I building momentum with this action? And that will help me make decisions. And then, of course, we're going to celebrate it all. I mean, anytime you do something that's in alignment with your word for the year, you got to find a way to celebrate it. So what will your word for 2025 be? Do you already know what it is? I want to hear it. Find me on Insta. I'm Miranda.VonFricken, or on LinkedIn, Miranda Von Fricken. And let me know, like share not only your word with me, obviously I want to know, but with your network, because I think it's not even for them. Who cares if they, quote unquote, they know what your word is, but sometimes just putting it out almost like solidifies it for you. And it makes you feel really good. Like you just kind of confirmed it with the universe. So what can you do next? Well, you can share this episode, of course, with your network. I am posting it on all the places. Share, if you see a post on LinkedIn or Instagram with this, share the post of this episode, or share the episode yourself onto all your social sites, because this word has become such a powerful tool for me in creating the life that I desire and dream of. And I want to do the same for you, your clients, your audience. Like have this conversation with them and use this episode as a tool to help you help your clients do the same for themselves, or to help you do the same for you. And so share this episode. Also share what your word is, tag me in it, use the hashtag #ownyouraawesome, and I can't wait to see what it is. I want to help you stay accountable to your word this year. And you can do the same for mine, because the word's momentum. So feel free to ask me, hey, how are you building momentum this year? I'll know exactly where you got it. All right, friends, thanks for staying with me for another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. Until next time, keep being awesome.